Australia and other countries. The previous Biden administration had issued an executive order only identifying China as a threat. The South Korean military has taken into custody a North Korean who crossed the military demarcation line, the inter-Korean land border, late on Thursday night. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said the individual crossed the line in the western part of the central front of the border and was then tracked and secured. Relevant authorities are to investigate the details of the individual's defection. No other abnormal activities have been detected in North Korea. Moving to the weather forecast, this year's monsoon season has officially ended for the southern regions and Jeju-do Island. In fact, Jeju saw its earliest monsoon end since observation began in 1973, and the southern region recorded its second shortest monsoon period on record. However, central regions will see monsoon rain with 5 to 20 millimeters expected. With heat wave alerts active across most of the country, the heat will persist day and night today. This afternoon, Seoul gets up to 31 degrees, Daegu at 36 degrees under sunnier skies in southern provinces with stronger UV rays. The current temperatures are 28 degrees in Seoul, 32 degrees in Gwangju, 30 degrees in Busan, and 31 degrees on Jeju-do Island. You're listening to Arirang Radio.
KBS 뉴스 여소연입니다.
순직 해병 특검이 수사 외압 의혹과 관련해서 김계환 전 해병대사령관은
위대한 마음은 이어지고 있습니다. 다른 시대 같은 마음, 마음은 이어집니다. 그렇게 대한민국의 미래를 이어갑니다. 공익광고 협의회.
지금 시각은 2시 30분입니다. 조금씩 감겨와 녹여둔 태양은 가장 높은 곳 우릴 비추고 있어
2시의 데이트 안영미입니다. 2시의 데이트 안영미입니다. 아, 까누나 까베 위에 하바나 듣고 나의 S 이야기 시작.